Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. All right, Isaiah here, the prophet, is, I guess, saying there must have been at least 11 righteous people, because they couldn't find 10 in Sodom and Gomorrah. He's saying, unless the Lord had left us a very small remnant, they would have been wiped out. And we're given a specific number in Sodom and Gomorrah. They couldn't find another 10. They couldn't find 10 around there. Then he goes on to say, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of your burnt offerings of rams and the fat of your fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of your bullocks or your lambs or your he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Do not bring any more vain oblations. Your incense is an abomination unto me. Your new moons, your Sabbaths, your calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity. Even your solemn meetings, your new moons, your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. Wow. Everything that appears to be religious, God is actually telling his people he hates it, because it's strictly become a ritual and nothing is in their hearts. And they actually are deceived because they think the ritual is going to get them into heaven, or their ritual or their traditions or their feast days, as long as they keep them, are going to get them into heaven. You know, I have a real tough time. I know a Catholic priest. I love the guy. But my, oh my, he bases a lot of stuff on, oh, this gentleman goes to Mass 5 days a week, and this gentleman does this 5 days a week, and this gentleman does that. You know, it sounds a lot like Isaiah 1 to me. I don't know these people are that go to these Masses 5 days a week and this and that, but I know it's all in vain if you don't love your neighbor. I know it's all in vain if you don't forgive. I know it's all in vain if you don't put your flesh to death. I know it's all in vain if you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of you and convicting you of sin. Who cares how many Masses you go to? Who cares how many candles you light? Who cares how many Mass cards you buy? It's all a bunch of garbage. Matter of fact, God hates it. And we're told that here. He hates it. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And the Lord actually says, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. So you're going through all the rituals, you're going through all the traditions, you think you're holy, you're listening to somebody up front, you're making your tithes and you're giving your, you know, time with all your Masses or all your feast days or all your new moons. God says he's not even going to hear your prayer. But he does go on to say, wash yourself, wash yourself. Make yourself clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Cease to do evil. Gang, we are living in a society that's going to hell faster. The bottomless pit is about 15,000 miles deep about right now, in comparison to what it was, at least by visual, evident manifestations of sin over the last few generations. The sin is through the roof. People aren't standing up for righteousness. They're bowing down to it, to the point where even the preacher up front would have got hit over the head by a brimstone in Sodom and Gomorrah. And no one wants to say anything. The Lord is telling us, learn to do well, seek justice, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Have justice for the fatherless, those that don't have a dad. Plead for the widow. In other words, help those who can't help themselves. Don't take advantage of people that are in a tough situation. That's what told it. Then he goes on to say, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet. He's telling these people right now, the ones that give the burnt offerings, the ones that give their lambs, give their bullocks, the ones that have the new moons, have the feast days. He's saying, ladies and gentlemen, your sins right now are the most reddest, bloodiest, ugliest sins that could take place. Because you are blaspheming the Holy Ghost by thinking your rituals and your deeds and your works mean anything. Yes. So he goes on to say, come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Right? So he's just making a statement. Your sins are as scarlet, but they could change. They could be erased and white as wool. But he just doesn't stop there. He just doesn't make the statement. That would make no sense. He gives you the answer. If means your sins could be made white as wool versus scarlet. If you be willing and obedient and you shall eat the good of the land. Willing. That means to sacrifice yourself. Willing means your will is given over to God. You become a living sacrifice when you give your will over. You become a living sacrifice, denying your own self when you give your own will over to the Lord and you are obedient to the Holy Spirit versus your own lusts, whether they be envy or hatred or jealousy or, you know, holding grudges. Sexual lust, whatever they might be. When you put to death your will and you are obedient and you eat the word of God, which is the good of the land, your sins will be turned from scarlet to wool and you could get to heaven, gang. Forget about Russia. You're going to die. Forget about the shot, the COVID, whatever. You're going to die. Forget about all the pestilence. You're going to die. Forget about China, Taiwan, Iran, Israel. You're going to die. The Lord makes that clean, or perfectly clear. What is your life? It is just a vapor. It's gone, you know, it just woof, poof. What is your life? It's just a blade of grass. And the good things of your life are like the flowers of grass and the grass, and they're both going to dry up and fade away. Granted. Granted, yes, I prepare. I've said this many a times. If I know a snowstorm's coming, I get ready. I prepare, but in the whole realm of things, in the whole realm of your soul, in the whole realm of eternal life, what I am telling you right now is more important than absolutely anything else anybody could ever tell you. Because your soul is in the balance, and the Lord has given us the game plan as to how to be saved. He's telling us it has nothing to do with you, no matter how holy you are, no matter what you think you might be, no matter how much money you give or all the works you do, this all relates to it's garbage unless you are willing. In other words, you have given everything over to the Lord, realizing that whatever you do in your human nature, out of your human nature, is absolutely zero. But if it's in your heart to please God, if it's in your heart to love God, if it's in your heart to listen to God, now things are different. Now you could be in the supermarket. Now you could be washing your car. Now you could be driving to work and you're having your church. You, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you are being a living sacrifice right now. That's what he's telling us. But here's what the Lord said. But if you refuse and rebel, so these are the stipulations. He told us our sins will go from scarlet to wool, white as wool, if we're willing and obedient. But if you refuse and rebel, if you refuse to listen to God, if you refuse to lay down your life for God, and you become a rebel, like Satan was, and pride has a lot to do with becoming a rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. The sword. And what is the sword? We're told in Ephesians 6 that the sword is the word of God. The actual word of God is going to judge you. The word of God is going to judge you. Not your behaviors when it came to your rituals or your traditions. Truth is going to be your sword. It's a two-edged sword too, gang. And it cuts right down into you. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And then the Lord's showing his heart here a little bit. How is it that the faithful city has become a harlot? Have you backslidden? Did you used to know the Lord? And the times have gotten to you? And all of a sudden you're a whore? You're an adulteress? You're totally in love with things of the world, the activities of the world, and you don't have time for God or love or anything. You're just totally overcome. It's easy. It can happen very easy. Remember, our flesh and our spirit are always fighting one another. And we have to have our mind renewed with God's word to survive this fight. We certainly do. And it says, how has the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in it. But now, murderers. Murderers. At one time, his people knew God. Yes. You know, and many times you know God during times of trials. You know God when you're on your knees. You know God when you need him. And then all of a sudden, good things start happening. You forget about God. You got to realize when you wake up, it's piece of clay reporting for duty, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute piece of clay. That's what you are. Reporting for duty. And you are a soldier. You're a soldier in God's army. And he tells us to endure hardness like a good soldier. You don't want to forgive. Your flesh nature so doesn't want to forgive. You forgive. Shut up and forgive. You want to give in to that lust. Oh, that thing's gnawing at you. You don't do it. You tell your flesh, shut up and behave. Die, flesh. I choose Christ. I choose the word. And eventually those demons can't take it. And they got to run. That's what the fight's all about. That's what endurance is all about. I mean, think of Jesus. He sweat blood, fighting and enduring. This is the fight, people. Regardless of what the news tells us, what I'm telling you is far more important than absolutely anything that any news broadcaster could ever tell you. And instead, Jesus wants you to be willing and obedient and to eat the fruit of the land, which is his word of God. He loves you. Let's forgive one another. Let's walk in love. Let's trust God. And God bless all of you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.